This is 7-5 Radio with Walter Yerkew and Peter Scoop Stanton. This is the radio show that will break your neck if your neck needs breaking. And here are the hosts of 7-5 Radio, Walter Yerkew, star of the biggest documentary movie ever made, The 7-5, and Peter Scoop Stanton, who starred in To Catch a Predator.
All right. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Hey, this is Walter Yerk, your 7-5 Radio. It is Saturday, December, the 2nd, I guess, of the 2023 era. And I'm headlining tonight. I headline every week, but, I just let Scoop think he does. But then again, Scoop is not in tonight. Scoop is out somewhere putting a new spin on the word strap. So we'll have to find out what that exactly means next week when he gets here. And you know how I am when it comes to Scoop and his secret single life now. Always get to the bottom of it. So with me tonight is an old friend of our show. He hasn't been on. I don't know when the last time he was on. Was it July? July 1st.
I think so, yeah.
Our friend, Mike, now help me with the last name. I always screw it up. I always say Rembrandt, but it's Rackbrandt, Rakebrandt. Tell me,
Rakebrandt.
Mike.
Rakebrandt.
Simple as that. Simple as that. Mike has been on our show a number of times. You know, he's also an ex-MOS of the NYPD, and he lasted a lot longer than I and Scoop did. But Mike is from New York, a Long Islander, I believe. Is it correct? Out there on the East End?
Yeah, I'm out on the East End, Long Island. I grew up in Brooklyn, but I live out here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Brooklyn, I miss Brooklyn. And, my family and my extended family always say, when are you coming back to visit? Because, now I'm down in the Chattanooga area in Tennessee. And when you're coming back to visit, I'm like, well, I lived there for, 40 years of my life. There's no reason why I want to come back. I know what it's like up there. They'll end up making me take them out to an expensive restaurant for dinner. Not necessarily a good restaurant, but it would be expensive. But I always say, come on down here and visit with me. We're going to do that. We're going to plan a trip. And I've been in Tennessee 25 years now, and no one has been here. So the secret to success is invite them. They won't come, it's just the way it is. So Mike is visiting us tonight, and we are going to have an excellent show. We usually do have good shows, but this one's going to be extra special because Mike has been involved in politics. He's dabbled on the fringe of politics. So let me let Mike remind our listeners how his fringe is in politics. Go ahead, Mike.
I ran in the second district of New York's congressional primary, Republican primary, last year. And I gained a whole whopping 8% of the vote at the end of that. So that would be fringe. But it was a hell of an eye-opening experience.
Well, sure. I mean, listen, it's out of 100 people voted for you, which, your first crack at it is pretty damn good. That's more than Biden got for the presidency in 2020, but he ended up winning anyway because he had people prepared the stuff for him. But that's besides the point. We might get to that later on. But Mike is here with us tonight, and us here at 7-5 Radio just welcome Mike back with open arms every time he comes on. The last time he was on was July, so it's like 5 months ago. And a lot's gone on here at the 7.5 radio. We had to take a few weeks off. Scoop took some time off. Then, you know, he's had these parties all the time in Washington now. He's meeting all these big shots. But I think he's at some kind of party tonight, too. I'm sure he's listening to every word I'm saying right now. He's enjoying himself. You know, he's a newly single man, and he's starting to learn how the pendulum swings being single with two young children and ex-wife that calls you up every day screaming in your ear. Some of us know about that, he's getting his first taste of it, and he's doing better. He's doing better. So what we're going to do is swing away from the subject of Peter Scooter Stamps. I call him Scooter. Scoop Stanton, and we will swing over to something that popped in the headlines again, and it's like a pimple on your butt that just won't go away. It's this damn Jesse Smollett thing. You know, everybody, unless you were from another planet, everybody knows what this character did. He pretty much tried to set Chicago on fire with his little paper of false lies and stuff, you know, blaming the white race for kicking his ass on the street at 2 o'clock in the morning in downtown Chicago, where you don't see white people anywhere. Now, I'm far from being a prejudiced guy, but he just made this up because he was black and he wanted to boost his career. So he should have just said he got his ass kicked by gangsters. You know, that would have worked better in that neighborhood. Nobody believed him. Within 24 hours, nobody believed him what happened. And then the two guys that he hired came forward, and they turned out to be people that worked with him on the Empire show that he was on briefly. He was arrested, you know, indicted, went to trial, got found guilty of 5 felonies, sentenced to 150 days in jail. Now, granted, you know, jail is not the place to be these days or any days, but, you know, 150 days, and then you really only do less than half of it. So 75, 2 months, he's already got 9 days in. So for 2 months, he is costing our judicial system dollars upon dollars with his appeal. Well, his appeal got turned down. He could still appeal it further to the Supreme Court. That'll take time before they review it. But hasn't been scheduled yet, but he will end up back in the trial court to be resentenced. There's no date for it as of yet. But hopefully he'll end up in that jail. We're headed to our first break. I probably spoke a little bit longer than I wanted to, or should have. But we'll be back after these messages, 7.5 Radio.
Have you ever heard of Loving Liberty Ladies? Well, the Loving Liberty Ladies are here to help you learn our American heritage and the way it affects today's society. The Loving Liberty Ladies also have a discussion guide called Proclaim Liberty. And with this guide, you can start your own group in your hometown. Get yours today on our website at lovingliberty.net. Look for our lesson supplements, too. They're free. To hear all the special offers and to join the fight for freedom and liberty, please go to lovingliberty.net.
The spirit of the American West is alive and well in Range Magazine, the award-winning quarterly devoted to the issues of the American West. Each issue contains informative articles, breathtaking imagery, as well as the culture of cowboy spirit today, and gift ideas like this year's Buckaroo calendar. Order online from rangemagazine.com. Loving Liberty Network salutes the spirit of the American West at rangemagazine.com.
This is a battle between truth and deceit. A battle between forces that would enslave this country in darkness and between a media that wants to present you with the truth.
We are being censored. America's news outlets no longer provide the truth. 90% of news outlets in the United States are controlled by 6 corporations. The mission of the Epoch Times is to chase the truth, to ground all statements in fact.
TheEpicTimes.com.
Looking for an IT partner that truly understands your needs? Managed IT Services is the answer. We meet with you regularly to discuss your goals and form a tailored technology plan. Our customers have called us a trusted advisor who delivers. When it comes to IT, we do it all. Firewalls, cloud storage, server migration, and more. Say goodbye to long-term contracts and hello to a team that earns your business month after month. Call 801-706-6980 now and let Managed IT Services transform your IT experience.
You're back, and Scoop is just getting back from posting insults on Twitter. This is still 7-5 Radio.
All right. All right, fans and everybody else, our friends, we're back from our first break. This is Walter with Mike Rakebrandt, and I was hitting up on the Jesse Smollett story a little bit. 150 days is not a real jail bid. It's not a real long one, I should say. It comes out. It's 450 meals, it's not even that much. It's half of that, like we said earlier, he'll do a little more than half of it. Don't want him to, suffer, but I want him to know what it's like, what he's done wrong. That's what he's paying for. Give us your thoughts, Mike. I mean, cause you're from the Big Apple, and it's similar to Chicago. Hit us up with some thought.
The best part of this whole thing, the part I enjoyed the most, was reading about what his appeal was actually based on. So he didn't actually appeal on any kind of technical basis. He didn't say it was a violation of law or procedure or anything like that. Basically, his appeal is that because Kim Fox didn't charge him out initially after the indictment, that somehow was like an implicit that they wouldn't charge him. That's the crux of his appeal. I'm like, so what, they broke a promise? Is this what you're telling me? Like, they broke an unspoken promise? That's your appeal? It's the most ridiculous thing I've seen in recent memory. But you look at the news cycle every day, and it's like, this doesn't even resonate because everything else is so much more ridiculous. It's amazing. But this guy, he got 5 felony convictions, and you're getting 150 days. That is a gift. A gift. It's amazing. It's amazing. But, the entitled will be entitled, and that's what this guy is. So he's going to keep dragging it out and making it a bigger mess than the same as he did before. Realistically, he could have gotten a lot of people hurt or killed based upon what amounts to his fairy tale, for his own personal gain. He should have gotten a hell of a lot more than 150 days. But it is what it is, I guess, right? You can't change the system.
Absolutely. I agree with you, tenfold. I agree with you. He knew it was a crime before he decided to do something like this. He knew it was a crime. And I think if he just walked down the street, he would have gotten jumped anyway. He didn't have to set it up, he'd have been better off if a bunch of gangsters jumped him, instead of just saying, the white people did it. Through the years, we've had alleged victims that were white that blamed the African-American community that weren't true. And the African community was just up in arms about it when it was found out that, it was a big lie, it was a bunch of nonsense. Jesse Jackson jumped up, and Farrakhan jumped up, and Sharpton jumped up. But, nobody jumped up about this. Because it was what it was. I mean, it was a useless piece of garbage trying to make a name for himself to boost his career a little more. Now he's untouchable. Now he won't be touched. I'm sure he'll want to do all the shows. He'll want to do all the talk shows. You know, he'll want to do The View with the Whoopi Ants in her pants and Joy the Bear. He wants to do all that stuff. But, you know, you have to do your time first. Go do your time. And then come out, you know? Don't try to weasel out of it.
Listen, he's in good company, though, right? Because this is what the media's been doing. Look at Chauvin, right? Derek Chauvin sent to prison for killing a man that he didn't kill. Right? But the coroner's own report states the man, you know, Floyd dies of fentanyl overdose. You know, Chauvin sitting in prison and not stabbed 22 times by some FBI informant, you know? Like, the whole thing. I mean, you go back beyond even, right, hands up, don't shoot, another lie that they pushed that resulted in what, billions of dollars in damage, dozens of people murdered, hundreds or thousands of people, I should say, injured. You know, this is the way things go, apparently, since about 2008 or so now, right? It's let's get a nice lie out in front of the media. We'll spread it, even though it's complete nonsense, and then watch everything burn. So he's in good company.
It's just a stupid waste of time. There has to come a time where the law says, hey, stupid, you're done. There's nothing else. Yeah. You know, there's nothing else. And there is a point, you know, and it's up to the judge to say, you know, we're done. You're going to jail and that's it. You could do your appeal from jail. I deny your motion to stay out during your appeal. It's only 150 days. And he'll serve his time. What he should have done was appeal the sentence, if anything, because he's never going to get out of the county. He's not going to a state joint. He's going to be in a county jail, and they'll lock him up, in a protective custody unit, and he'll be in there with the people that can't be in population. Double the guards, and he'll be fine for 100 days. He's going to do maybe. The guy's just an idiot. From what I understand, he's kind of soft, so he might like it in there.
Yep.
He might like it in there.
Might make some new friends, right?
They can get married in county jail to each other these days. You know, it's true. It's on the books. You know,
so inclusive, right?
I could go on and on and on about this character, but he's not worth the time. It's worth the mention to our listening audience, because it's like almost like within our pop culture now. That's what he wants to be remembered by. That's how I'm going to remember him. You know. Freaking moron. Just go do your time. You know, it's just enough is enough. Let's get on to what I'd really and what you would like to talk about. This is the topic that you're interested in is Mr. Santos, now former member of Congress. I don't know if he was escorted out yesterday or he just never showed up. But he has been what's the word?
Expelled.
I almost said executed. Expelled, that's it.
Expelled in his history. In our history, he's only the sixth member to actually be expelled. You know, we have Tlaib and you know, Bowman and so many others that have done like completely, you know, clear, concise felonies. I mean, just absolute insanity and nothing. Mm-hmm. You know, they just sit under everybody. And this guy, you know, like, do I like to be lied about his resume? No, I think it's wrong. I think it's wrong to lie to the voters. I think it's wrong to misrepresent yourself. I think it's wrong to do those things. But that said, you know, you look at the people he's standing around and he really is the lesser of any of those evils. You know, he really is. And he at least voted in a way that held up his promise to his constituents. He said he was going to vote a certain way and he did. So I'll give him the credit for that.
Oh, yeah. He could have done the correct thing. You see, it's hard to say, you know, he wouldn't have gotten elected if he didn't beef up his resume. But since he did, you know, his votes counted, and he said what he did what he said he was going to do.
Right.
Unfortunately, it caught up to him, and you right. know why they singled him out is hard to fathom, because our president has done the same thing for years and years and years and years and years. When he still had hair and it was dark, you know, he plagiarized political speeches from across the pond.
Yeah.
He plagiarized. He admitted to plagiarizing during his 1988 presidential campaign and got out of the race.
Yep. Dropped out of the race. Yes, he did.
He said, you know, he was a truck driver. He, you know, he says he was Puerto Rican. You know, he says all these things, but nobody says anything. You know, nope. The Republicans, I don't know if they try to, but, you know, it's what happened to Santos yesterday should have happened to Biden a long time ago. You know, when he was a senator right. himself.
Yeah, 90% of the politicians, they're all, you look at them and you look at what they claim and what they say, and it's completely, utterly fabricated, you know, nonsense. If he was on the left, never would have.
Yeah. All right, we're coming up on a second break. We are far from finished with Santos and Biden discussion. This is 7-5 Radio with Mike and Walter tonight.
Proclaiming liberty across the land. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
USA News, I'm Skip Kelly. A suspect accused of killing three homeless men in L.A. has been apprehended. He was already in custody for another murder near L.A. Los Angeles County Sheriff Robert Luna here.
By Thursday morning, very early Thursday morning, they placed Jared Joseph Powell under arrest for murder. Robbery.
He was charged with three homeless men's killings after a car identified near the first shooting was confirmed as the same vehicle present at the scenes of the three homeless men's killings. Senator John Fetterman, a Democrat from Pennsylvania, asserted on ABC's The View that Democratic New Jersey Senator Bob Menendez should be expelled from the United States Senate. Fetterman drew the parallels to the recent expulsion of Representative George Santos from the House of Representatives.
Santos is kind of lies were almost, you know, funny. And like, you know, he, you know, landed on the moon and that kind of stuff. Whereas, I think Menendez, I think, is really a senator for Egypt, you know, not New Jersey.
Fetterman says Menendez, who faces federal charges related to a bribery scheme, should face similar consequences if Santos deserved expulsion from Congress. This past Thursday, the Philadelphia City Council approved a bill prohibiting the use of ski masks in parks, schools, public transit, or other city-owned buildings. Advocates argued that this measure will aid law enforcement in solving crimes, but civil rights advocates and organizations fear it could unfairly criminalize people of color. More people died from suicide in the United States last year than any other year on record, according to data from the CDC. Over 49,000 lives were lost due to intentional self-harm in 2022, more than 14 deaths for every 100,000 people. If you or someone you know is struggling with suicidal thoughts or mental health matters in the U.S., call or text 988, the Suicide and Crisis Lifeline. This is USA News.
I'd like to introduce you to our new sponsor, Get the Tea. Get the Tea carries all-natural, non-GMO organic teas and supplements made in the USA. Get the Tea's ingredients are the purest available. My favorite is Life Change Tea. Life Change Tea is a gentle daily cleanse containing 12 herbs that when combined really keep things moving. I drink it every day and my energy has never been better. I'm feeling great. Life Change Tea comes in three delicious flavors, natural, peppermint, and pomegranate. It's an easy and delicious way to keep your digestion on track. And for those on the go, try D365. D365 is like changed tea in a capsule. Drink the tea or take D365 capsules and keep your digestion running smoothly. Go to GetTheTea.com and enter discount code USA to get 10% off any size order. That's GetTheTea.com, discount code USA for 10% off your order.
Wow, you're still listening? Here's more 7-5 Radio.
All right, we're all back, myself and Mike were talking about Santos thing that happened yesterday, that he was removed from the house and faces, I don't know, 20, 25 counts on an indictment. And his trial was supposed to be, coincidentally, you know, next September, October, which is right before the presidential election. You know, yep. this stuff, Hollywood can't write this kind of stuff, man, you know. We know it's going to happen next November. We are voting for president, and we don't know who the candidates are going to be that are going to be on the ballot that night. But we have a pretty good general idea. A good Republican candidate's campaign team would use this trial, you know, as it comes up or as it's going on, to say, hey, listen. The guy running against me did the same thing when he was in the Senate. He's doing it now. He did it when he was vice president, and he's doing it now when he's president. He's lying his tail off and just telling each group that he was, you know, like I said before, truck driver. He's Puerto Rican. He graduated in the top of his class, which is all wrong. Plagiarized papers in law school. Dropped out of the presidential campaign in 1988 out of the race. It could be a good thing to bring all this up. But then again, it was pretty much all visible when he got elected 3 years ago. Am I right?
Yeah, no. It all came out, right? Like it's amazing, right? But you have a complicit media, so it doesn't go anywhere, you know, and you have those people out there that don't want to listen. They just want to hear what they want to hear, and that's it. So you get the cognitive dissonance that's generated by that, by these media organizations that do nothing more than just, you know, push whatever nonsense narrative is coming out of the uniparty establishment, you know, and this is what we get, a country of people who have no clue what their rights even are, much less what's really going on, and don't even bother listening when you're hearing about a guy who's been accused of pedophilia how many times. You know, it's, you know, there's how many pictures and videos of Biden, like, inappropriately touching kids and people's wives as they're out there, you know? It's just amazing. Mm-hmm. And he gets 81 million votes in my ass, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. And nobody has a family that big to count on to get 80 million votes. I went to bed that night 3 years ago. Trump was way ahead. And I woke up and he wasn't. So, these issues, you can't sleep at night. You got to watch everybody, you know, when you work in the graveyard shift, when it comes to an election, you got to watch everybody. With the Biden thing, everybody knew he was a racist. He said the N-word numerous times. He said he didn't want his kids going to school in the jungle and on and on. These days, I see more and more African Americans that voted for Biden are swaying towards, you know, Mr. Trump if he gets gets the nod. Trump was, people don't like Donald Trump. You know, that's a given. He's made a lot of enemies even before he ran for president. You know, he made a lot of enemies because he made a lot of money ahead of people. Yep. you know, thought about making money, but he already made it, so there wasn't any more to be made. People just don't like him. And then when he was in the White House, the House didn't give him a chance to freaking breathe. He did many good things for the working class. I didn't like paying $1.14 for a gallon of gas in Chattanooga. I would have rather paid, 89 cents. But $1.14 was a freaking steal compared to what happened, after the Trade Center was hit, and they used that as an excuse. Gas was going up, and then through Obama, and, it went skyrocketing. And then all of a sudden, we got a guy here that, we got to either get this guy out of the White House or assassinate him, because he might come up with the cure for cancer. And God forbid that happens, but he came up with the cure for high gas prices. He put people back to work, but they just didn't like him. They dislike him so much they couldn't agree with him, because it would taste like acid on their tongue if they agreed with something that he did. I've always agreed with people that, not always, but I've agreed with people that I couldn't stand. I hated, I did not like, but I agreed with them when it was right for not just me, but for everybody around, correct?
Yeah, no, because you're a reasonable person. You actually use your brain. You're not thinking with, you're not using emotion. You're going with your brain. We have people with, this Trump's arrangement syndrome. They just want to see him as a devil, so no matter what he says. If he cured cancer, they complain about that. It's never going to be right with them, no matter what he does or says or anything else. But like he's extremely effective, but he's an extreme threat to that deep state, the bureaucrat state. I mean, the permanent bureaucrat state in Washington. That's really what you're fighting against, right? That's when we talk about what's wrong with government. That's really what's wrong. This big, bloated, massive behemoth of an octopus called the bureaucrat state. They're the ones behind the scenes pulling things. They're unelected. They're insulated in their little posts and jobs and stuff, and they're the ones actually making these things happen. They're the ones who subverted him throughout his presidency with every policy he tried to push through. Even when it was approved, they were still subverting it, not allowing it to go the way it should go, or undermining it. That's the real, danger to our republic, so to speak, is these people who have been unelected and are hiding behind the curtain, so to speak, and pulling the levers and making these things go all kinds of crazy. Biden is a bumbling idiot. He always was. And he's been wrong on every foreign policy thing he said since his first day in politics, and he's still wrong now. And he's cognitively just done. There's nobody home there. That guy is lost. So it makes you wonder, who's really back there pulling the strings? You got Victoria Nuland or Blinken or, Susan Rice or one of the others from the Obama regime that are still hanging around, So this is Obama 3.0. is what we're seeing, and it's intentional. This destruction is intentional, 100% intentional.
You ask anybody, why do they like Biden? They'll say because Trump's a I can't say that word. Trump's a crook. Trump's a thief. Trump's a liar. Well, what did he lie about?
Right.
They get all befuddled. They start to sound like Biden when they try to explain why they like Biden.
It's just hate Trump, not like Biden. It's hate Trump. If you put Pinocchio in the seat and called him Biden, they'd be cheering for Pinocchio on his wooden nose. It's because it's not true. Look at the indictments against Trump. For 90 indictments, and they're complete hot garbage. It's amazing. Yeah. If me or you brought a case that on the job, we'd be indicted.
I just don't get these indictments. I've tried to follow it as close as I can, it's fraud. Okay, who did he fraud? Who did he commit fraud against? They're bothered.
Nobody.
The guy's a billionaire 100 times over. Obama ever turned over his birth certificate until he felt like it, or turned over his tax returns until he felt like it. And Trump was just following suit. I mean, Trump was under IRS review. That's why he couldn't reveal any of his tax returns, because they were being audited.
Consistently, over and over.
Yeah. So, you know, the guy's got more money than almost anybody on earth, and he is just a smart man. And, well, he was born with a silver spoon in his mouth. Well, okay, because now Obama and Biden were in the White House, and they weren't millionaires before they got in. Well, now their kids are going to be born with a silver spoon in their mouth. You know, what are you going to say when they come up to be elected? Well, I don't think Hunter's going to run for anything, you know, except for the CEO's bubble when he gets arrested and put in jail. But you know,
definitely,
it's just a shame that people are, and I like a lot of these people. I have friends that are just stand by Biden, you know, because of his policies. Well, he's doing good. He's doing good. You know, people have more jobs than before. Well, I say, what about all the pipe workers that he fired day one? All right, we're going to wrap this up in a few minutes. We're coming right back. Mike Rakebrent and Walter Yerke for 7-5 Radio tonight on the Liberty News Radio Network.
Have you ever had great honey? No, I mean really good, all-natural, raw honey. Well, now you can, thanks to localhoneyman.com. We can ship out our locally made honey all across the U.S. So don't worry, you won't miss out. Plus, Local Honeyman has so many different flavors, like Utah Wildflower, High Desert Delight, Happy Valley, and Blackberry, just to name a few. So purchase your delicious raw honey today at localhoneyman.com.
Do you treasure your liberty? Well, at LovingLiberty.net, we most certainly do. And we want to help protect your liberty, too. Become part of the family. Everyone knows that the core of any society is the family. Therefore, the government should foster and protect the integrity of its family, we the people. Won't you join us as a Loving Liberty sponsor to help us promote the principles in the 5,000-year leap? Let's restore the miracle that changed the world at LovingLiberty.net.
As you are aware, America is divided over every fault line possible. This is intentionally fostered by those who do not love God, family, or country. We believe a peaceful future as a free people absolutely depends on civility. Clarion Call for Civility is looking for funding and volunteers at every level to make our hopes and efforts a reality. Please donate, sign our pledge, and help us in our sacred cause. Please visit callforcivility.com for more details. callforcivility.com.
My name is Christian Knuckles. I prophesy there will be no revival until the church leadership stops lying to the people. I'm the first soldier of the spiritual body of Christ, the Lion of Judah, the Confederate Church of Christ. I'm here to declare the lion will lie down with the lamb when the lying stops. A message from Christ Kingdom Ministries and brought to you by ConfederateChurchOfChrist.com.
This is 7-5 Radio with Walter Yerke. I mean, Walter Yerkow. I mean, Walter Kiwi. Here's Walt and Scoop.
Well, we are in the fast lane heading to the end of our hour. And Mike and I have been going back and forth talking about the Biden lies and the regimes and the you know, stupidity of why Biden fans don't like Trump, and they can't never give you a straight answer. You know, I don't know what gas is like up in New York. I don't follow up with it, but gas has just gone below $3 a gallon down here. It's about $2.75 now. It's been going down, you know, a few cents a day, every other day for the past, you know, month or so. Of course, it's always like that going into the holiday season, but then right after New Year's, you know, it just bounces right back up. You know, it's nice that it's $2.75 a gallon, then $4.10 a gallon. Yeah, that's great. But the press secretary just lies through her teeth day in and day out and how good the economy is doing. Well, it's doing better because it's lower than what it was when Biden took office and made it so damn high. You know, they tend to leave that part out. Gas is still more than twice what it is with than it was with Mr. Trump. And, you know, that, and that's a big thing. I mean, I haven't gone on vacation in a couple of years. You know, I'm 6 hours from the beach and in either direction, whether it's to the East Coast or the South Coast of the States. And there's no sense in going. Everything is more and more and more expensive. You know, when gas shot up, you know, $1 a gallon 20 years ago, it didn't bother me to spend an extra $100 on gas, you know, to get where I wanted to go, because the food was about the same, you know, the tourism was about the same in price, hotels. But now, freaking hotel, you know, you're looking at $250 a night for a hotel. And it's just stupid. Hell, my mortgage is $250 a month for my house. Why would I spend 7 months of my mortgage, spend seven mortgage months for a week at the beach? You know, that's why the economy is tanking, because nobody wants to go anywhere.
He didn't create jobs either. They keep claiming he created all these jobs. I'm like, no. Ending the COVID shutdown and putting people back to the jobs they had before is not creating jobs, clowns. You know what I mean? You can't take credit.
Yeah, exactly.
Boss, you know, you can't create water dumps. You know, killed them. Even the cyber industry, like cybersecurity is the fastest growing industry we have, right? It is like 30% manned. They need tremendous amounts of support. And yet these companies are shutting down, they're laying people off, everything else, all because of his so-called Bidenomics, because he's making it impossible for them to function as a business. In any real sense, he's a hot mess, you know, but the whole thing is, it's not that they love Biden so much. It's just that they hate Trump so much, you know, and it really comes down to, honestly, mass media, you know, just mass media making Trump out to be, you know, the devil. And they're all like, oh, that's it. He's the devil. We got to go out and march now because the devil's around, you know, and they really don't, you know, think for themselves.
I just don't understand. You would think that these people run for office and they're public servants, but they don't listen to a damn word that we say as taxpayers. They listen to the 10 figure donors, the $10,000 figure donors is what I should be saying.
Same as before, right? Just bought and paid for. You have lobbying, you know, which is nothing more than legalized bribery, you know. Oh, we're going to make sure you have all this and that and everything else, but just make sure, you know, you take care of this bill. And you have examples of, you know, I was told lobbyists bringing bills pre-written to these people to present, you know, without them even reading it. They don't even read it. They're just like, okay, whatever, put it out there on the floor. Like, that's insanity. That's absolute insanity. You're letting these private corporations, these mega corporations, write policy now? Like, that's absolutely insane. There's completely no checks and balances whatsoever, you know?
I come up with a formula for the presidency some years ago. I'd have to say probably during when Clinton got reelected. My formula is this, Mike. President can only have 8 years in office. Okay. It doesn't have to be back to back. You know, it could be, you know, it could skip 4 years or 8 years or 12 years, but only 8 years total. Okay. Right. So this is where I think when you become a new president, it's like you take a new job. It takes you 6 months to a year before you figure out what all you're doing. Okay.
Sure.
Then you have two good years, maybe two and a half good years of doing stuff. And come around to the fourth year, you're campaigning to run for another four-year term. Okay. So really the first 4 years, you're only president for 2.5 years, so to speak. And then when you are in your second term, you kind of like lay back a little bit. You take easy, like Obama did, you know, go to Hawaii a lot, you know, to his alleged hometown. And you kind of take things easy for a while, and then you get back into the presidency because now you want your Democratic or party or your Republican party, whichever it may be, to have a front runner when you're ready to leave, whether it's your vice president or somebody else. Okay. So a president's term should be 6 years. You take the first year of the six to learn the damn job, and then you work your ass off for 5 years and not worry about running again. So that immediately eliminates, you know, about 12 to 16 months of I'm running for president again. Hey, I won the presidency again. So I figured a president really only does president stuff for like 5 years or so. So it should be one term, 6 years, done and finished. Adios.
Yep.
Now I'm thinking the same thing for all these other people. You know, like, you yep. know, senators and the Pelosi's of political agendas. You know, they're in there for life. You know, I think that's just ridiculous.
It is. Term limits should be like across the.
What do they call it? When I was a kid, the local guy, the congressman or the councilman, he also like ran the gas station or the liquor store, you know. Or the bookstore or the candy store, you know?
Yeah.
And you know, no more. Now they field that those positions out to the incoming influx of Indians from India, you know, Pakistanis. So there is no more American mom and pop. You gotta kinda speak Pakistani to get something in 7-Eleven these days, you know. It's just ridiculous. The long-term political people has got to go. You know, I hate that they're in there for life. And when they come out, they're worth $100 million.
You know,
that's my tax money and their influence on, I guess I would have to say, political racketeering. It's pretty much what it is.
Influence peddling, that's all it is. Because they'll write some nonsense book that nobody reads. Yet, you know, a couple of million copies will get sold, and all of them are being bought by the same corporation that wants a bill passed. You know what I mean? And they're getting all the profit from that. You know, there's all kinds of ways they can funnel money back themselves. You know how much money is being funneled through Ukraine right now? It's unreal, you know? So,
I mean, you know, it brings me back to the days when I was on the street, not always doing the right thing. How could you make more money? You know, okay, you know, I made more money through the tow trucks than anything else, really, because they had to pay rent. So in the political world, it's the same thing with other countries. You want, does your country want this? All right, you pay me, and I'll make sure our government pays you. Or you get a pass for doing something stupid. So it's just, you know, there's so many ways out there to make money, and it sucks that they are just doing it blatantly. And they show it off, you know, a whole wall in the kitchen of refrigerators. You know, stuffed with ice cream in Pelosi's house.
Yeah.
You know, and then the husband's running around in his underwear with two or three other guys some night and getting hit with a hammer. It's just a joke. I've told Scoop this many, many times. We are the laughing stock of the rest of the world.
Absolutely, as we are right now.
We are nowhere near respect or getting any kind of respect anytime soon. Unless we get the government straightened out, and they just don't want somebody like that, Mr. Trump, in there to straighten it out, because he drains the swamp. And there they are.
He's going to destroy the little bureaucrat control in their donor system. But they know what it's going to be. Trump's second term is going to be it's going to be an epic ass whooping. You know, 10,000 years they're going to sing about the things he did to people. Because it's going to be epic. He's going to go after them. He's going to destroy their entire network and their entire little cabal that they built, this little structure that they built to funnel money back to themselves and keep this whole, you know, nefarious system going. He's going to tear it all down, which, you know, it'll be ugly. Heated, but ugly.
Not just the gas prices, you know, the diabetic medicines that were lowered, all, you know, long-term medications that people have to take in order to live went down to, you know, practically nothing. And they weren't making money off it. That's why they want them out. Well, Mike, it's a pleasure. It's a pleasure. Too far and few in between. We'll have you back real soon. Next week, Scoop will talk about some kind of strap tonight that he got. And we'll be back next week. Everybody, have a great, great holiday season if you don't tune into us. This is Walter signing off for Mike and Scoop and everybody else at the 75 Family. Have a great week.
This is James Edwards for 75 Radio. For those who work the streets and the jails, thanks for keeping us safe. So long, everybody.